This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. This is our weekly tafsir series. And we impart, bifadlillahi ta'ala, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on explaining juz' tabarak, which is juz' number 29 from the Quran. And alhamdulillah, we completed the tafsir of Surah Al-Mulk already, and this is actually the sixth lecture explaining the second surah in this juz', which is Surah Al-Qalam, or the pen. And the verses we are explaining today, verses number 34, if you have your phone with you, or if you want to have a mushaf to follow up with us, verse number 34 until verse 43, hopefully, inshallah, if time allows, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. We begin with the recitation of these verses and give the meanings in English. Then we connect them to the previous lectures. In the Quran, ya ikhwa, has to be understood in context of the verses. And also we connect the whole, that piece with the whole surah. Surah Al-Qalam has a certain theme. The verses read, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن للمتقين عند ربهم جنات النعيم أفنجعل المسلمين كالمجرمين ما لكم كيف تحكمون أم لكم كتاب فيه تدرسون إن لكم فيه لما تخيرون أم لكم أيمان علينا بالغة إلى يوم القيامة إن لكم لما تحكمون سلهم أيهم بذلك زعيم أم لهم شركاء فليأتوا بشركائهم إن كانوا صادقين يوم يكشف عن ساق ويدعون إلى السجود فلا يستطيعون خاشعة أبصارهم ترهقهم ذلة وقد كانوا يدعون إلى السجود وهم سالمون. Verily, for the muttaqeen, the people who have taqwa, obedient consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the people who actually stay away from the gray areas too. That's one of the definitions of taqwa, that you stay away from what is gray to protect what is halal more than being in the area of the haram. Indeed, those muttaqeen, they will have gardens of delight with their Lord. Then a question, shall we treat those who submitted, those who sacrificed, those who lived their lives in accordance to the will of their Lord? أسلموا أفنجعل المسلمين. Those before they do something, they always ask, will Allah like me doing this? Or is it haram? أفنجعل المسلمين. Shall we make those like المجرمين? Like the transgressors? The people who don't even ask whether this is lawful or not. They just follow their whims and desires, as long as it gives them that temporary pleasure. Now, should we treat both groups alike in the dunya and in the hereafter? That's a question. أَفَنَجْعَلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ كَالْمُجْرِمِينَ. And once we go into the explanation of the verses, this verse actually was revealed because the Qurayshi, or the disbelievers in Mecca, assumed that. One of them actually said to a Muslim, look, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would resurrect me, He will give me much better what I have than what I have in this world, because He preferred me over you in this world. Consequently, He will make me much better than you in the hereafter. And we're going to come to this. And that actually, that exclamation or that question here is in response to this. How do you do this? أَفَنَجْعَلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ كَالْمُجْرِمِينَ. How is that? مَا لَكُمْ كَيْفَ تَحْكُمُونَ. What is the matter with you? Based on what do you make that judgment? That you think that Allah is going to give you a better deal than the Muslim in the hereafter? What made you assume that? Then comes in the question, أَمْ لَكُمْ كِتَابٌ فِيهِ تَدْرُسُونَ. Or maybe Allah has revealed a book out there, and in it is written that you will be given that deal in the hereafter. Have you a book through which you learn and you concluded that you're going to be treated much better than the Muslim in the hereafter? إِنَّ لَكُمْ فِيهِ لَمَا تَخَيَّرُونَ. In that book, you find what you like, the deal that you're assuming that you will have. أَمْ لَكُمْ أَيْمَانٌ عَلَيْنَا بَالِغَةٌ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Or Allah has established a covenant which is backed by oath. اليمين, really a person takes an oath to affirm what? A covenant. أَمْ لَكُمْ أَيْمَانٌ عَلَيْنَا بَالِغَةٌ, which will reach until the day of judgment. That Allah took an oath for you that He will give you a better life in the hereafter. أَمْ لَكُمْ أَيْمَانٌ عَلَيْنَا بَالِغَةٌ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. إِنَّ لَكُمْ لَمَا تَخَيَّرُونَ. That you will get what you judge. إِنَّ لَكُمْ لَمَا تَحْكُمُونَ. You will get what you'll judge. سَلْهُمْ. Then Allah is asking the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ask them, أَيُّهُمْ بِذَٰلِكَ زَعِيمٌ. Who can guarantee this? Who can guarantee this? Do they have someone who can guarantee this deal for them in the hereafter? أَمْ لَهُمْ شُرَكَاءُ. Do they have partners whom they associate with Allah, and these partners in the day of judgment, اقعد يا ساره لا تطلعي فوق. عايزه ايه انت دلوقتي؟ انت عايزه ايه يا بابا؟
That's my girl.
She got me out of the mood here.
أَمْ لَهُمْ شُرَكَاءُ Or do they have partners whom they associate in worship with Allah who will deliver to them these deals, this deal in the hereafter? فَلْيَأْتُوا بِشُرَكَائِهِمْ إِنْ كَانُوا صَادِقِينَ Name these partners if they are truthful. And then comes in that scene, Ya Ikhwa, of the shin. And I really don't hope to get there because this is something that probably needs a lecture by itself. But let's cover what we have here today, inshallah. These verses came after the story of the people of the Jannah in Surah Al-Qalam. If you're familiar with the story. Very quickly, because we explained, we already had 5 lectures in this chapter. And we don't want to go back. A righteous father, subhanallah, a lot of the people connected this person to Hadith Abi Hurairah, Sahih Bukhari wa Muslim, that a man was traveling in the desert, and he heard a voice commanding a cloud, go and water the garden of this man. And the voice named the person, so and so. Like, go and water the garden of Dr. Fasihuddin. He didn't know who Fasihuddin is, but he followed the cloud. At a certain place, the cloud stopped, poured its rain. The rain gone into a water stream, running stream. He followed the running stream and then he found a man with an axe trying to get the water into his garden. She knows what I'm looking for. Yeah. So the man who heard the voice earlier, but please share, let's share with everybody, inshallah. A man asked, the man who heard the voice earlier, he said to the person, As-salamu alayka ya Dr. Fasihuddin. Now he doesn't know who's Fasihuddin. And the person doesn't know who he is. So Dr. Fasihuddin looked at him and he said, How do you know my name? I don't know you. How do you know my name? He said, By Allah, I heard a voice commanding the cloud to come and water your garden. And I'm not leaving until you tell me, or unless you tell me, what do you do for this to happen? He said, By Allah, not whole a lot. Accept the harvest from the garden. I divide it into 3/3, 3 yani parts. I give one part back to the garden, reinvest, improve its production, its quality. And I spend another 1/3 on my family. And the last 1/3 I give it to the masakeen. That's all I do. Subhanallah. This man, based on the Israelites, which we don't believe, we do not belie either, had 5 children. They actually tried to convince their father during his life that this is too much, father. 1/3 of the produce is too much. Can you please cut it down a little bit? It's too much. You're taking away a lot of our rizq and give it to the poor and the needy. Can you bring it down? He said, no. By Allah, I will not do it. They waited until he died. And guess what? They decided not to even pay the zakah. Based on the hadith here that the father is paying more than the zakah. They said not even the zakah. They said, أَلَّا يَدْخُلَ النَّهَ الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِسْكِينَ The masakeen, the needy and the poor will not even be allowed to enter into the garden while we're harvesting. Because by the way, you're supposed to give zakat al-zuru', the zakat that you give in vegetation when you harvest. وَآتُوا حَقَّهُ يَوْمَ حَصَادِهِ. في سورة الأنعام there is a verse that says what? Pay zakat الزروع. You know the zakat that you pay on vegetation, on produce. You pay it what? Like not the annual like we do in cash or gold or silver. This is if you possess it for a whole lunar year. Huh? But once it comes to vegetation and produce from the land, you pay it when? When you harvest. So they said today the masakin are not going to enter into the garden. Subhanallah, ikhwa, there is a hadith out there in Sahih al-Bukhari. Every single day in the morning, ما من يوم إلا ويصبح فيه ملكان. Two angels, each angel make a separate dua. And you probably heard me saying this so many times while I'm fundraising. One of them says what? Allahumma a'ti kulla munfiqin khalafa. Oh Allah, whoever spends in your cause today, give it back to him. Yani, give him back what he spent. Now this would apply to zakatul mal, the mandatory or the extra. Not just the 2.5% or the portion which is due on vegetation. It can be more. But look at the other dua. O Allah, wa'a'ti kulla mumsikin talafa. Whoever withhold, destroy his wealth. But withhold what now? That's why actually when we even withhold what? The optional or the mandatory? The mandatory. The punishment in what? Not on the optional. That's why you have to be very careful. On zakatul mal. Look, those individuals, they wanted to withhold what? The mandatory. Subhanallah, Allah answered the dua of the angel. At night, while they're asleep, Allah sent a storm that destroyed their garden. Turned it into pitch black. A storm that actually burned the trees. To the extent that when they left in the morning, and subhanallah, as if Allah knew that even sleep did not change their intentions. the previous lecture actually we spoke about this, how come they intended and Allah punished them for the intent? Because Allah knew that this intention was what? A determined, because sometimes you go to sleep and say, well, in the morning, you know, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Haram stuff. And then you go, astaghfirullah, that was a bad thing. No, shouldn't be doing that stuff. Yeah, Allah, you change. No, these guys, they woke in the morning and they still had what? That determined intention that they still going. فَانْطَلَقُوا وَهُمْ يَتَخَافَتُونَ. Look how Allah expressed this on their tongue. أَلَّا يَدْخُلَنَّهَا الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِسْكِينَ وَغَدَوْا عَلَى حَرٍّ. You look at this word, even though an Arabic word, but you would know what it means. حَرْدٍ قَادِرٍ. No masakin today. You know, no masakin today. You know, no masakin. They are still determined. In any rate, they arrived. When they saw the garden, Al-Jannah, you know what they said? They said, Inna ladallun. They said, we lost the way. That's not our garden. they thought that, you know, because they traveled at night. Because they wanted to harvest early in the morning before the sun rises, before the masakin, what? So, because they were traveling at night, they thought they lost the way. One of them said, Bal nahnu mahrumun. No, this is our garden and this is what we get. قال أوسطهم ألم أقل لكم لولا تسبحون. Always, ikhwa, in every family, you will find extremes. And you'll always find this middle guy, you know, that wise guy, you know, which we need. Even in communities, you still need, you have people in that extreme and people in that extreme. And you always have that what? That voice. Look at the story of Yusuf. Yeah. Initially, what the brothers of Yusuf wanted to do with him? What? اقتلوا يوسف. Kill this guy. قال قائل منهم. One of them said what?
That's too much. لا تقتلوا يوسف. لا, killing, come on. No, but let's get rid of him. Let's throw him someplace where he gets lost or something. فقال أوسطهم ألم أقل لكم لولا تسبحون. Haven't I reminded you guys and I told you this is a bad deal? This is going to turn bad. Immediately, subhanAllah, and this is a sign, ya ikhwa. Wallahi, this is a sign. Wallahi, ya ikhwa, when Allah inflict you with a calamity, you know that you've done something wrong. Look, to tell you also that these kids were good. They had a good father. And it tells you, even if you end up with bad children, with children sometimes, as long as you're good, you know, as long as you're, and we can expound it in this last lecture. If you really want to have righteous children, just be righteous yourself. This one day will lead your children to righteousness and piety. Look, other people, when they are inflicted with a calamity, subhanAllah, yeah. Why are you doing this to me, O Allah? Why? I don't deserve this. Some people speak like this, actually. Why Allah is treating me like this? I pray 5 times. Subhanallah. Shuf Yunus. When he is in the belly of the whale, what dua did he make? What did he say? Huh? No, the end. Inni كنتم من الظالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. Some people sometimes actually even blame other people. Oh, it's because of this guy, because of this guy, because of this guy. But they never assume that it's them. Why? في إخوة رجل يدعى ابن سيرين. A man from يعني, the three brave generations, his name is Ibn Sirin. Ishaq, did you get some tea? It's good tea. Bashir, give Ishaq some tea, please. Give Ishaq some tea. You're going to like it. This man one day عاير رجلا فقال له يا فقير. He said to somebody, you're poor. يعني in a ridiculing manner, يعني that I'm well off. And 40 years later, he was a businessman. He was doing actually very well off. And he used to trade in oil, cooking oil. And you know, there is a ruling out there that if al-fa'ra, you know what al-fa'ra is? The mice, called the mice? Al-fa'r. When it falls into cooking oil, you have to spill the whole thing. SubhanAllah, he had multiple containers, but he didn't know which one. He ended up confused, which one did this small animal falling into? So he had to spill all up. So he went broke. You know what he said? I know why this happened to me. One day, 40 years back, I said to somebody, you're poor. That's هكذا. This is, these kids, they said, سبحان ربنا إنا كنا ظالمين. And at the end, they said, we made a mistake and Allah hopefully will replace us with something good. So the story ends. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comments with a verse which we ended the last class with. كَذَلِكَ الْعَذَابِ. Such is the punishment in the dunya. وَلَعَذَابُ الْآخِرَةِ أَكْبَرُ. Would have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not punish them in the dunya for what they planned and executed. Would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has saved their punishment for the hereafter, it would have been what? Akbar. ولذلك يا إخوة حديث في سنن الترمذي قال صلى الله عليه وسلم حديث أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم says, إذا أراد الله بعبده الخير عجل له العقوبة في الدنيا. If Allah wills goodness for you, He will make you experience the punishment for the sin in the dunya. طب وإذا أراد الله بعبده الشر. What if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills evil? He will actually let him go free from any punishment for anything wrong that he does in the dunya, and he will spare it for him in the hereafter. And we know, ya ikhwa, kama fi al-sahihain min hadith Abi Huraira radiyallahu an, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, ma yusibu al-muslima min nasabin wala wasabin ولا هم ولا حزن ولا أذى ولا غم حتى الشوكة يشاكها إلا كفر الله بها من خطايا. Nothing befalls a Muslim. You name it. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم actually named what? Tiresome. نصب. وصب. يعني illness. هم. Look at هم. Depression. Feeling down. غم. أذى. Harm. Look. To the thorn. You know what a thorn is, right? That. But it will expiate your sins. وذلك سبحان الله when, يعني, when we go and visit a sick person, one of the things that we say, out of teasing, كفارة. You know what means كفارة, huh? Kafara. That hopefully this will what? يعني will be a kafara for some of your sins. But then comes the question here, because this is very inviting. Should I wish for afflictions, calamities? Should I call for it? Now, bala is good, right? Bala basically is good. Bad things are good basically, because it does what? It helps your record. But should we seek it? No. Don't. And we actually have one hadith in Sahih Imam Muslim, the story of the Prophet ﷺ with his uncle Al-Abbas. Rasul ﷺ, one day he entered into the house of his uncle and he heard him making this dua. Oh Allah, if there is a sin that I committed, and you wish, and you will punish me for it in the hereafter, I'd rather get the punishment in the dunya. Allahumma in kana li dhan, fa'ajjil li 'uqubatahu fi dunya. Oh Allah, if I committed a sin, then hasten the punishment for me in the dunya. The Prophet ﷺ immediately, ya am, ya Abbas, innaka la tutiq. You can't handle it. Don't say that. بل قل, rather say, اللهم إني أسألك العفو والعافية في الدنيا والآخرة. خلاص. I'll leave it to Allah. Allah knows what you can handle and what you cannot handle. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا. So leave that decision to who? To Allah. But when it comes, خلاص. Deal with it with الإيمان. With إيه مخزون الإيمان, the storage of faith, اللي هو الصبر والإيه sorry. فالله سبحانه وتعالى is saying كذلك العذاب ولعذاب الآخرة أكبر لو كانوا يعلمون. Then comes in this verse, يا إخوة, which we're supposed to start with today, verse number 34. إن للمتقين عند ربهم جنات النعيم. Indeed, المتقين, the righteous, the pious, the people who have consciousness of Allah, the people who act in obedience, like I said at the very beginning, the people who stay even away from the gray area just to protect their halal zone, they are more into the halal than the haram, they will have gardens of delight with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with their Lord.
Why this verse was revealed? قِيلَ, it was said that the disbelievers in Mecca said, نَزَلَتْ لَمَّا قَالَ الْكُفَّارُ لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ. When the disbeliever said, and this is taken from Ibn Jarir al-Tabari, يعني the الكتاب التفسير, also mentioned في Ibn Kathir, if, look at this now, look, they are not, if we are to be resurrected, يعني if there is a resurrection, they are doubting what? Who said this also? Who said this? You know the story in Surah Al-Kahf, the man with a, with the two gardens. What did he say? وَدَخَلَ جَنَّتَهُ وَهُوَ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ قَالَ مَا أَظُنُّ أَن تَبِيدَ هَذِهِ أَبَدًا. He entered his garden while he's in a state of transgression to himself, and he said, I don't think this nice garden will ever perish. What is the next thing that he said? You know, you ever drove that stick shift car? That's one. I don't think Allah will ever make this perish. طيب. وَمَا أَظُنُّ السَّاعَةَ قَائِمَةً. This is two. And I don't think the hour will come. طب, look at the third one. طب, if it comes exactly like this, وَلَئِنْ رُجِعْتُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي, and if I am to go back to Allah, لَأَجِدَنَّ خَيْرًا مِنْهَا مُنْقَلَبًا. I will find a much better garden than this one. That's very similar to what they said here. ورد في الأثر, also the أثر is في ابن جرير الطبري, يعني أثر ابن عباس, the father of عمرو بن العاص, his name العاص ابن وائل السهمي, a Muslim lent him some money, so he went to collect his money from him. For they ended up debating. He made a similar statement like this. He said to him, if there is a day of judgment, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has preferred me over you in the dunya, I have all of this in the dunya and you have nothing. You're poor and needy in the dunya, and I have all these means and resources in the dunya. For sure, we're going to have the same deal in the hereafter. And there is a similar verse, and Yahweh, the best way to explain the Quran is to use the Quran. The best way. Then after the Quran, you go where? Rasul. Then Sahaba. Shuf the verses in Surah Maryam. أَفَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي كَفَرَ بِآيَاتِنَا وَقَالَ لَأُوتَيَنَّ مَالًا وَوَلَدًا أطلع الغيب أم اتخذ عند الرحمن عهدا. You know the one who disbelieved in our ayat, and he said what? I will be given wealth and children in the next life. لأوتين مالا. Allah actually is answering, أطلع الغيب, do you have access to the unseen? أم اتخذ عند الرحمن عهدا, or الرحمن put a covenant with you. Let's understand this in context. في حاجة إخوة اسمها الغرور. There is a disease that inflicts normally the people who are very ignorant of the deen. The people who are very lazy, they don't want to act, they end up with making what? Assumptions. And these assumptions, they become what? Facts for them, realities for them. And it guides their lives. اللي هو الايه؟ الغرور. شوف, look at this question. يا أيها الإنسان ما غرك بربك الكريم. O insan,
What made you assume things about Allah that are not right? Examples of these assumptions that people do, that Allah is not going to resurrect you. He would actually deny resurrection. There is no resurrection, man. This is just this world and we're going to die. Another one, that Allah, like these sons, that Allah is not going to punish you because of the sin that you commit in the dunya. Some people are like this. I don't think that. I committed multiple sins before and Allah didn't do anything. So I don't think He's going to punish me for this one. So keep going. Qurur. Seriously, this is what a state of what? A state of the mind that it comes from shaitan. لا تغرنكم الحياة الدنيا ولا يغرنكم بالله الغرور. The scholars of tafsir, من الصحابة والتابعين, they said الغرور هو الشيطان. ورد هذا في البخاري. The deceiver is the shaitan. The shaitan comes and he makes you what? Assume these things. One of them also is the one that we're dealing with in this chapter, that Allah is not going to differentiate in His dealing with the Muslims and the kuffar, that we're going to be alike. أَفَنَجْعَلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ كَالْمُجْرِمِينَ أَمْ نَجْعَلُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَوَاءً مَحْيَاهُمْ وَمَمَاتُهُمْ سَاءَ مَا يَحْكُمُونَ. Are we going to treat those who believed and acted righteously like those who corrupted earth pertaining to their livelihood in this dunya and the hereafter? What a judgment that you make about Allah. And one of them also, which the one that I quoted a minute ago, that because Allah has preferred you in the dunya with the means, Allah is going to give you what? So these are all what, ya ikhwa, called what? And the top of the list, that you deny resurrection. Now, let me ask you this. What is the cause of such thoughts beside ignorance? You know what? People are just trying to find justification for the wrongdoing. Because their fitrah, they know inside them that this is not right. Wallahi, I'll never forget this day. I was debating with a priest, Christian priest. So we came into that issue that that a Christian knows that he's going to paradise 100%. Because he believes what? Somebody what? Did the work for him. And he said, not even your messenger knows that he's going to go to Jannah. And he quoted the hadith. We know we have multiple hadith. Yeah, Rasulullah says that, and we know, we believe that Rasulullah, no one is going to enter Jannah without the Prophet actually what? Holding the rings to the gates of Jannah. We know this. But Rasulullah is developing inside us that don't be certain. So I didn't want to go into that debate here, but I said, I want to look you into the eye. Please, can you look me into the eye while I'm talking to you? I said, yeah. Can you swear right now that you're 100% certain that you're going to go to Jannah? Look at them. Wallahi, he couldn't bear it. He did like this. They convinced themselves of what? Speculations. That you base your salvation on what? On assumptions? Where is the evidence? And we have multiple. وَقَالُوا لَن تَمَسَّنَا النَّارُ إِلَّا أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودًا. They said the hellfire is only going to burn us for what? Number of days. أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودًا. And after that we'll be taken to Jannah. Again, is it? So inside them, they know that this is wrong. This is not right. Now they have to come up what? With these things, with these allegations, with these thoughts. For you really to grasp what I'm you know, and I go back to the thing. You know the cat, ya ikhwa? I don't know about cats here in America, but cats back where we come from. You know, if the cat steals something from your plate, the cat will never eat it in front of you. Actually, it will run away, disappear, eat it. But when you actually give the cat something to eat, it will eat it right there next to you. I tried this multiple times. But I'm not talking about the, you know, animals in America are weird. You know, but I'm talking about these wild animals back where we come from. So when actually the cat grabs something from your plate, steals it, yeah, runs away with it. But when you give it to her, right there. Likewise, الإنسان. بل الإنسان على نفسه بصيرة. You know what he have done wrong. ولو ألقى معاذيرة. Even if he come up with trillion excuses, you know that was bad, that was wrong. Come on. Don't pretend with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the reason why individuals like those who are so much engaged into the dunya, so much engaged into this, this is someone who doesn't want to pay zakatul mal, the right of the poor in his wealth. How is he going to justify this? Huh? I don't think we should be doing that, because Allah has given me that wealth. I shouldn't be sharing it with those people. Huh? And I don't think Allah is going to punish me for this, because I'm trying to keep my wealth. And you know, Allah has preferred me in the dunya over that poor anyways. So for sure He's going to give me a better deal in the hereafter. And you develop these thoughts. And what? You keep building up, until they become your aqidah. Until they become an ideology. You live your life and conduct your life in accordance with it. And that's crazy. But the main cause of this, ya ikhwa, al-jahlu billah. The main cause of this, being ignorant about who Allah is, the names and the attributes, that Allah can take you, Allah can punish you, and so forth. Then subhanAllah, comes the series of questions. أَفَنَجْعَلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ كَالْمُجْرِمِينَ مَا لَكُمْ كَيْفَ تَحْكُمُونَ Then comes in series of questions to those people. Based on what did you come up with this? أَمْ لَكُمْ كِتَابٌ فِيهِ تَدْرُسُونَ Do you have a revelation? إِنَّ لَكُمْ فِيهِ لَمَا تَخَيَّرُونَ That you got already a deal, a covenant with Allah. أَمْ لَكُمْ أَيْمَانٌ عَلَيْنَا بَالِغَةٌ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ Or Allah giving you already a covenant that is backed up with an oath. Allah took an oath to make sure what? So Allah said, how did you conclude with this? سَلْهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ بِذَلِكَ زَعِيمٌ Or they have somebody who made a deal with Allah and he will be presenting them in the day of judgment and deliver the deal for them. سَلْهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ بِذَلِكَ زَعِيمٌ Ask them which of them will stand surety for this, will stand for that deal. Who will stand in front of Allah in the day of judgment to deliver that deal to them? أَمْ لَهُمْ شُرَكَاء Or they have partners with Allah that Allah will have. فَلْيَأْتُوا بِشُرَكَائِهِمْ إِنْ كَانُوا صَادِقِينَ So, series of questions that, no, all the answers are what? No. No. So wake up. Go back to your senses. Start committing to this deen. Start acting upon it. Don't base your salvation in illusions, on speculations. And unfortunately, a lot of Muslims are doing this. Wallahi, they are Muslims. Alhamdulillah, they are doing okay. Alhamdulillah, they are Muslim. They say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. But when you ask him to pray, Inna Allah ghafurur rahim. Inna Allah, yeah, Allah is ghafurur rahim. There is no question about it. But also Allah, what punishes? نَبِّئْ عِبَادِي أَنِّي أَنَا الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ وَأَنَّ عَذَابِي هُوَ الْعَذَابُ الْأَلِيمُ
Tell my slaves, O Muhammad, that I am the merciful, the forgiver, but I am the one who punishes. ما يقال لك إلا ما قد قيل للرسل من قبلك. What was conveyed to you, O Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is identical to what were to that which was conveyed to the messengers before you. إن ربك لذو مغفرة وذو عقاب أليم. Both Allah forgives and He punishes. That's why, ya ikhwa, there is what? Jannah, and there is what? Hell. Allah created Jannah and created what? Hell. And يعني, unfortunately, you may end up with brothers who overdo it with the side of hell. يعني, I admit that one day I was of that type. I mean, I used to overdo it. Also disregarding punishment and just focusing more on janib al-targhib is wrong. This could send people to what? To slack and be lazy. You have to remind them that there are consequences for not doing the right thing, especially if the knowledge got to you. Yeah, you have to strike a balance between, you know, Jannah and hell. Listen, Allah will forgive, yeah, but you have to strive. You have to, you know, work. You cannot assume... ولذلك شوف هذه الآية ليس بأمانيكم ولا أماني أهل الكتاب. It is not in accordance, the verse in Surah An-Nisa, it is not in accordance of your أماني. You know what أماني means? Beside that it's a girl's name in Arabic, but you know what أماني means? Wishful thinking. That's what أماني is. Exactly like these thoughts that those people have. This is called wishful thinking. Assumptions. وَلَا أَمَانِيَّ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ. And is not in accordance with the wishful thinking of the people. Look, مَنْ يَعْمَلْ سُوءًا يُجْزَ بِهِ. If a person commits an evil act, he will be punished for it. And no one can save him. But we understand, ya ikhwa, min al-nusus, that, and this is a good line that you memorize, and inshallah we close with it today. إِذَا وَعَدَ اللَّهُ فَهُوَ مُوَفِّي لَا مَحَالَهُ وَإِذَا أَوْعَدَ فَهُوَ بِالْخَيَارِ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises you something, Allah will fulfill. If Allah said that if you do this act, fulfill the conditions, and you strive to do it in a perfect manner, you will get this, you will get it. Why, ya ikhwa, why? Because breaking the promises is imperfection. And Allah is above what? Any imperfection. So if Allah promises, you will get it. طب, look at the other side. وَإِذَا أَوْعَدَ. But if he threatens, if you commit that sin, you will be punished so and so for it. It's left for Allah to decide. We're not sure. And this is how we develop the beliefs that the people who commit major sins in Islam, they are under what? The will of Allah. وَقَعَ تَحْتِ الْمَشِيَةِ. Somebody who is drinking alcohol right there in front of you. You can't say he's going to be thrown in hell. You can't. You cannot. But you say that he's under what? Under what? The will of Allah. If Allah wills, He will punish him the punishment that He named for drinking. Or if He wills, Allah will what? Pardon him. We know for certainty the only sin which Allah will not forgive is what? Shirk. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ. Allah will never forgive that you die as a mushrik.
وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَٰلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. But anything else, according to his will. ولكن يا أخوة عندنا حديث في الترمذي ورد في الحاكم. Two brothers. One of them is righteous and the other one is what? That kind, off and on. You know, some Muslims are like this, wishy. We call them wishy-washy. Like, he's 1 week, mashallah, he's keeping up 5 daily prayer, and he disappears for a month. And then, that's not you, Idris. And then he comes back again. So subhanAllah, the righteous brother used to live on the top of a mountain. So he came to visit his brother who used to live in the valley. It tells you the other one was what? Secluding himself. Yani. But this one was what? Mixing too much with the people. That tells you. فسبحانAllah, when he arrived, he spotted him. He saw him. He arrived at a time when he was committing a sin. It's like he arrived and he was doing something wrong. You know what he said to his brother? Wallahi, la yaghfiru Allahu lak. Imagine this. He said this to his brother. By Allah, Allah is not going to forgive you. You know, you're taking an oath on Allah. You know what that means? By Allah, don't forgive him. That's what he said. So you're taking an oath on Allah. You know that there are some people who actually may take oath on Allah and Allah fulfills their oath? Huh? There are some. And Anas, I'll go back to the story, but I think it's worth it to mention this. That there are some people who actually may take an oath. Somebody, oh Allah, aqsamtu alayka. I'm taking an oath on you that my son cures from this surgery. Al-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wal hadith is Imam Muslim. Hadith Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu. One day he said this to his companions. رب أشعث أغبر ذو طمرين مدفوع بالأبواب لو أقسم على الله لأبره. There are some people, but look at the description of those people. أشعث. His hair is messy. He's not clean. أغبر. He's not neat. ذو طمرين. His clothes is not. مدفوع بالأبواب. You know what مدفوع بالأبواب? If he goes to somebody to visit somebody, knock, knock, open the door, you get out of here. But subhanAllah, if this person would take an oath on Allah, Allah will fulfill his oath. But again, Iqwa, be careful because this particular hadith invited people to we have back home the people who call them darawish. Huh? The guy doesn't even know al-Fatiha. Oh, stay away from this guy. This guy is... that's not what we're talking about. Yani, this invited the people to what? To appoint people of who look like this, but they don't have the... Here's what I'm going to share with you. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this hadith, he said, وَمِنْهُمُ الْبَرَاءُ بْنُ مَالِكِ. And one of them is الْبَرَاءُ بْنُ مَالِكِ. الْبَرَاءُ بْنُ مَالِكِ is the brother, the half-brother of Anas ibn Malik. Now, how many people heard that hadith? Few. One of them is Anas. After the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died, in a battle during the reign of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu called Tustar, when the Muslims were invading Persia, Iran. SubhanAllah, they came across a place called Tustar. These guys were building walls, and behind the walls, water. They tried for 3 months to break through these fortress. They couldn't. They attacked some people. So one of the people came to the Amir of the army and he said, why are we having a hard time? He is one of the people who heard this hadith.
I said, man, we have somebody in this army. If he takes an oath on Allah, Allah will give us victory. Why do we have to go through this? So the Amir called Abu al-Bara ibn Malik. He said, no, I'm not going to do it. Just to show you now the caliber of those people, the understanding of those people. Because this is called what, ya ikhwa? This is called karama. Mahwa, listen, Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah yuthbutun al karama, al awliya. Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we believe that there are certain people who have karama. But who are those people? Huh? The people who have righteousness and piety, like this one. And it is part of the karama that you do not disclose your karama. You don't come to the people and say, brothers, I made dua last night and Allah accepted my dua. You don't do that. You don't do that. You see, there is a difference between karamatul wali wa mu'jizatul nabi. The karama of the wali and the miracle of the messenger. The messenger is supposed to disclose his miracle. Why? Because the miracle establishes that he is delivering from who? That's the evidence for his what? Credential. But karama, very inviting. The people would actually come to you. When you say that stuff, so what do you want me to do? Kiss your hand now, Sheikh, who touch you, and tabaraka, you're the baraka? La, shouldn't be doing that. He shouldn't be doing that. If you have karama, you're supposed to do what? Hide it. Ya akhu Imran ibn Husayn, subhanallah, Allah inflicted him with a disease. Al-Basir hada, yani. He could not go to the bathroom towards the end of his life. He was sitting in bed and he said this when he was dying, that angels used to come and help me go to the bathroom. But he never disclosed this while he's what? He's alive. Why? Because when you disclose something like this, you're inviting people what? Also, if you read the story of Ashab al-Kahf, the people of the cave, the companions, the youth, just go and read that story. Even though it's Israelites, yani Israeliyat, we don't believe it, we don't believe it. But when they discovered them, they actually prostrated and said, oh Allah, time to die. These guys are going to make a big deal out of us. They may end up worshipping us and we don't want to be a reason for their shirk. We fled for tawheed and we don't want to be a reason to what? And the author says that they died while they were prostrating. They actually requested that they die. So the Amir kept asking al-Bara ibn Malik, because now al-Bara ibn Malik said, only few people know about this. Now if the whole army finds out that I have an answer dua, that Allah is going to answer my dua, now instead of relying, tawakkul ala Allah, upon Allah, they're going to tawakkul on why do you tawakkul ala mina ala al-Bara? Let's go there. So al-Bara becomes what? An object now. Under pressure, he said, okay, I'll do it. Look at the dua he made. Oh Allah, I take an oath on you that you let us see the backs of our enemy tomorrow, meaning we're going to chase them. وَتَوَفَّنِي شَهِيدًا. But it's time for me to go. خلاص. I can't live with this. Read the story of Uwais, Uwais al-Qarni. You know about Uwais al-Qarni, huh? Why did he run away from the people? And please, don't, I don't want to, because that's dangerous. It can, because there are people with weak iman, weak faith. They don't, they're just looking for somebody to give them some benefit or something. الشاهد يا إخوة, in there are people who can take, the point I'm trying to make, I said I got off, but let's go back to the two brothers here. Yeah, this one take an oath on Allah, but look how Allah reacted to his oath. Allah revealed to the messenger of the time, من هذا الذي يتألى علي, who is taking an oath on me? You tell this guy who took an oath on me that all his righteousness and piety, أحبطت عمله, are in vain. He needs to start working over. All his salah is gone. All his zakah, all his righteousness and acts of obedience that he done in the past are void. Now he needs to start working on. And not only this, وَغَفَرْتُ لِأَخِي, and I have forgiven the sin of his brother. We can't.
الإيمان هكذا يا إخوة. فالله سبحانه وتعالى indeed addressed these wishful thinking ideas that the disbelievers in Mecca, in particular, according to the context of the verses, had about Allah, these false assumptions. And based on what are you assuming this, that Allah is going to give you a better deal in the Akhirah? This in itself is accusing Allah of what? Not being fair. And this is the reason why, Yaqwa, there is a judgment day. Because some people worked. And some people what? Slacked. Is it fair to treat them alike? If you have two people working for you, one who does not work and does somebody who does not do the work and another one who does the work, you treat them equally? That's not fair, not just, not wise. Not wise either. Subhanallah, Yaqwa, the verses close with this scene which we will discover. All about it, inshallah, next week, بإذن الله تعالى. The scene of the shin. That one of the scenes of the Day of Judgment. There are different views regarding this verse, which we will explain, inshallah. That in the Day of Judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will uncover his shin. And we believe that Allah has a shin, but in a way that suits his majesty. We don't liken the shin of Allah to the created beings, to my shin and your shin. And the Muslims will be commanded to prostrate. And amongst the Muslims will be the hypocrites. The hypocrites are going to try to prostrate, but Allah will make their back what? Straight, solid. They could not prostrate. Even though in the dunya they were invited through the adhan, hayya ala salah, hayya ala al-falah, to pray and prostrate, and they never did it. Inshallah, we continue this beautiful chapter, ya ikhwa, Surah Al-Qalam. And Al-Quran, ya ikhwa, wallahi, yani one of the most joyful subjects that I love to... Subhanallah, you know, sometimes you teach aqidah, sometimes you teach hadith, sometimes you teach maybe issues of fiqh, but the Quran is a delight. But we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to teach us it, and not only to learn it, but to act upon it. فنسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يتقبل منا. جزاكم الله خيرا وأحسن الله إليكم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، أستغفرك وأتوب إليك، والحمد لله رب العالمين.